Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. First of all, I want to thank all my radio listeners and those who are listening by web. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. I hope everybody's having an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. I know, you know, in some places we had some really, really cold weather, but amen, it's a blessing to be able to say that it is cold. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. If you woke up this morning, I hope you said, Lord, I thank you for letting me see another day, because some didn't see this day. You know, hallelujah, but to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. So I hope that you gave him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises that you could give him. Glory to God. He loves to hear the praises of his people. It's time for us to branch out and do a little bit more for the Lord. You know, we always want him to do more for us and have the big to-do list and all these things. And, Lord, I want you to. I want you to. And I want you to. And you never say, well, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. When do you ever say, Lord, this is what I want to do for you? Help me, Lord. Build me up so I can be stronger. So I can do these things, Lord, because whenever I always try to do good, evil is always present. So I ask you, God, to build me up even higher. Do you ever say those kind of prayers instead of, Lord, I need you to bless me. Give me some financial blessing. Do you ever say these things? Amen. Glory to God. So you got to change your thoughts. You got to change your thinking. Because when you become a new creature in Christ, you know, all those things are supposed to change, you know. They may not change all at once, but guess what? By you reading the word, listening to sermons and listening to worship music and listening, you know, to hear him talk to you and hear the Lord speaking to you and sucking with him, you will change. Changes come, yes, they do, but sometimes it takes others longer to change, amen. Because I know when I first said, Lord, I will, you know, and it took me a minute. Hallelujah, because you have to kind of make sure you're staying in the circle of people who really, really serve the Lord and under people who really, really knows the Lord and under people who going to teach you what you need to do and how you need to do it and hold your hand and walk with you to help you to get to that place. It took a minute. It did. It took a minute. When I confessed, it took a minute. And it'll take you sometimes a minute. It's okay. You confess him as your Lord and Savior, then guess what? You're on your way. Glory to God. You're on your way to being saved. You're on your way to being, hallelujah, brought out. You're on your way to being brought out of that dark spot where you didn't see no light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And it takes you a minute. Hallelujah. But if you stay focused and stay in the word of God and stay under those who can teach you and show you the light, the true light. Now, everybody can show you the light. They can show you a flashlight. They can show you how to cut the light on in the house. They can show you all that. But they can't show you the true light. You want to see the true light in God's word. Amen. Glory to God. So with all that being said, I just hope you woke up and gave him all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on, amen, right now. And I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to give the announcements. And I want you to keep all the announcements in mind. You know, this is ministry with you in mind. And each and every day, you know, it's an awesome, awesome thing to wake up. So you want to make sure that you're feeding your spiritual, amen, your spiritual need. You can always feed the flesh. Amen. Hot dog, hamburger, apple pie, hallelujah, Chevrolet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when it comes down to feeding the spirit man, you sometimes fall short. We fall short in feeding the spiritual man of that fact. Hallelujah. You think just because I woke up and I said, okay, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you know, I give you glory, honor, and praise. Yes, all those things are good. But then you got to continue on to feed it. You got to feed it even during the day. That don't mean you can just sit down. I know some people work, you know, you got to sit down and read, you know, on your break. You can do that if you can. And if you can't, you got to always have a thought pattern to where it takes you there, in the spirit. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. You know, and that's what you got to do. That's the way you got to do it. All right, let's go on. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have the, I call them the Wow Impact Team. Because when they come on, they wow you. That's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday, hallelujah, at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. Glory to God, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them. Go ahead, inbox them. You can inbox them right now if you want to. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I dare you to inbox them and let them know what you need. Hallelujah. And they will get back in touch with you. Oh, my God. Just leave them some info and let them know how they can get in touch with you and everything, and they will get back in touch with you. Hallelujah. That door is open. You know, your life coach, spiritual counselor, marriage counselor. Hallelujah. You know, the devil don't want to see marriages together. He don't care about somebody being together, you know, that's not husband and wife and shacking and doing all those different things. Y'all know what shacking is. They call it, you know what they call it, glory to God. You know, I know we've got so many terms and stuff that sometimes people just don't understand. You know what all that is, glory to God. But he don't want to see marriages come together. He don't want to see them come together, amen, in the Lord, glory to God. But if you're having trouble, go ahead and inbox them and let them know that you need some counseling. And they'll tell you what to do and how to do it, and they'll walk you through the steps. It's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you on Saturday one more time. We have Faith Comes by Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome show. She prays, amen, glory to God. She sings songs as he give them to her, glory to God. It may not be something you've heard, but guess what? It is an anointed song, spiritual utterance, amen, from on high. These songs will heal you from the inside out. So I encourage you to make sure you listen to Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, we're called the Hour of Power. This show comes on every Sunday. I'm the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss them. Just hold on, because God is doing a great and mighty work. You know, he's doing a great work. He's doing a great work. So you want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Come with an open ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. My God. And you'll get what you need. Hallelujah. And this show comes on, don't forget, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next hour, you will hear none other than Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministers, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Awesome woman of God. Amen. She's going to tell it just like it is. So I want you to go over and hear her. After this, take your break, get some water, Kool-Aid, juice, amen, lemonade, tea, whatever you may want, amen. You can get that chicken leg you left on the stove. However, whatever you want to do, you can get it, amen. And then listen to Minister Elaine. She's coming on next. Hallelujah. She's an author. She's already released. Ha. I was telling y'all that go ahead and get your first copy because she was getting ready to release the second one. She already released it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, amen, yes, 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 and yes. And yes, I got mine. I do and I do. So I encourage you to go ahead and get your book. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get the first copy, then get the second one. That way you'll have two of them together. Awesome books. Awesome book. Awesome book. So I encourage you to go ahead and get them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on and join us, amen, in partnering. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, that's not a whole lot. It really isn't. Hallelujah, because, you know, by the time you look at some of the menus and we order, you get a pizza, and you get, I'm not talking if you get a whole big case of wings. You ain't going to give it 8 wings, hallelujah. And by the time you get that, a pizza and all that, you already done spent over $25. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's not a whole lot. You can't pay for ministry, but you can help support it. I'm going to say that again. You can't pay for ministry, but you can help support it. Let's be better supporters of one another in this season. You know, you can support everything. You know, some people like to support, you know, the basketball team, the soccer team, the cheerleader team. Hallelujah. You support those teams because what? They got to buy uniforms. They got to buy all this stuff they need. And when they go travel, you know, they want to make sure the kids eat and all this different stuff. Come on. Come on now, y'all. Come on. Say it. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. When you support the ministry, you're supporting, amen, the internet. You're supporting, amen, whatever necessary means are needed, hallelujah, for the ministry. And it does. Even if you're online, you still got to pay bills. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the ministry that we do, amen, God's word is free to you. Yes, it is. But we use our time, excuse me, and you also have to use the phone. And guess what? You have to pay for using, amen, glory to God, the site. So you don't want to miss it. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to come on and partner, hallelujah, and watch God move in your life like never, 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 ever before. Hallelujah. I want you to keep all those announcements in mind, and we're going to go on, hallelujah. If you desire prayer, at this time, please press the 1, and I will bring you in. All you have to do is just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. If you need more prayer, you can tell me, say, you know, if you can, just contact me, amen, later. And that'll be fine. Hallelujah. And I will do that. But if you need prayer at this point, right now, I encourage you to press the 1. And I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. When we walk worthy, hallelujah, of God, you know, it's just an awesome, awesome thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to walk worthy. You got to walk righteous. Hallelujah. And being righteous, and you mean you walk worthy. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, good God Almighty. Of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. And while I'm doing that and getting ready, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. I want you to turn to the second book of Samuel, chapter 1. Second Samuel, chapter 1. Hallelujah. Second Samuel, chapter 1. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another day that you have spared us, oh God, and we come before you, oh God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart. We thank you, God, for giving us the strength to come on, Lord God, to hear the word of God on today. Father, we bind all mind-binding spirits, all distracting spirits that were distracted from the word of God, Lord. Let them hear you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're the comforter, you're the peace, you're the Prince of Peace, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your glory. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us everything that we need, Lord God. And some of the stuff we just want, Lord God, you give it to us, Lord, even though we don't need it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But you said because we asked and we stayed in faith, Lord, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Whatever they came for, Lord God, let them receive it by faith. Grab hold and work this word, because the word will work if they work it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they hear the word of God and meditate on the word of God, it'll change their very life. It'll ignite their soul on the inside. Oh, my God. It'll set their spirit on fire. Woo, good God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Father God, we pray right now, oh, God. Let them grab hold, Lord God, and not let this word go until it's blessed by you, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not just coming just to hear my voice, but coming to get the word of God on today. Move me out of the way and let them hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for healing all across the nation, those that need healing, those that are having bad storms, snowstorms, Lord God, earthquakes, whatever it may be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have your loving arms around them and let them know that you love them, God, and you're going to send them help and support, oh, my God, because they need the support, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they can overcome, Lord God, oh, my God, every trick of the enemy, oh, God, every mind-binding spirit the enemy try to bind them up in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for those that need healing in their knees, oh, God. Father God, we call it out in the name of Jesus. We send Arthur back to the sea in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Every aching joint, every bone, Lord God, of stiffness. Hey, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, you can make it work because, Lord, you're the one that built this body. You know what it's built of. You know, Lord God, how to make it work. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, oh, God, that it's working the way you want it to work. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't speak negative, but we speak positive to every situation. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now. In the name of Jesus, for those, Lord God, who have been afflicted with the COVID, Lord, that it fall to the ground, every germ, every bacteria, it fall to the ground and die right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, because we know, Lord God, hallelujah, this man-made stuff may not work, but we know when you release, oh my God, your healing all across the nation. It'll be healed in an instant, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you, God, oh my God, that you're a healer. Hallelujah. And you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God. Those that are in the hospitals, those that are on ventilators, Lord, we should give them, Lord God, everything that they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal them, God. Heal their lungs. Go in the inside, Lord, and saturate them. In the name of Jesus. Hey, my God. And heal them on the inside, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. And we give you the glory. We give you honor, oh, God. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an on-time God we serve. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. Hallelujah. Sometimes we say, Lord, it's been a long time. It may have been a long journey for you, but just like I've told somebody this morning, I said, you know, sometimes it's been a long time. You go through stuff sometimes over and over and over, but he has to take you from that point to this point to get over to where you need to be. So whenever you get over there, you'll know that you don't need to go back to the other place. Hallelujah. He'll show you, amen, this is what caused this. This is what caused that. This is what you did when you shouldn't have did. My God, that's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on amen now, and we're going to get in the word of God. I first of all want to say amen to Ricky. Hallelujah. Ricky, you're listening, whether on web, hallelujah, you called in, whatever. Amen. The Lord's saying to you, amen. You said, Lord, you forgot me, Lord. Lord, you have left me. No. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He have not left you, Ricky. Hallelujah. Hold on to your faith and continue on doing what you're doing. Continue on to serve the Lord. Don't be distracted. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted by Susie Bay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Although you went through trials and troubles and tribulations, and now you're crying loneliness. I hear you. You're crying loneliness. Don't be distracted by Susie Bay. Glory to God. Because God got someone so much better. Hallelujah. For you, glory to God. My God. Don't settle for Susie Bell. But Susie Bell, really, just tell you the truth, Ricky. She don't mean you no good. Hallelujah. She wants to get you off track. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear crying in the spirit. Say, hallelujah. Say, you know what? Can't nobody be that righteous. You continue on with your right lifestyle of living. Hallelujah. God hadn't forgotten nothing that you asked him for. He's going to give you everything that you asked him for. It's just all in his timing. Sometimes we want what we want. We want it right then, but it ain't time for us to get it. Because when we get it, we lose it quick. So he want to take you through a process. Hallelujah. But don't even worry about Susie Bell over there, because that ain't the right one, okay? Hallelujah. Understand, hallelujah, the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked, hallelujah, with a non-believer, huh? That's a non-believer. So don't worry about that, hallelujah. Glory to God, because you're lonely, hallelujah. Dig into the word and pray more and seek God's face. He has a righteous woman, hallelujah, glory to God. A righteous woman is you're a crown for you. She's a crown for you, Ricky, so just hold on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. We're going to get into the word of God. Good God Almighty. First of all, hallelujah, I'm going to title this message on today, hallelujah, don't touch. My God. Don't touch. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can put your mouth on stuff, hallelujah, that you shouldn't, hallelujah, and you can touch those that you should not touch. So we're going to do that. Amen. I'm going to show you in the word of God. First of all, I'm going to piggyback on a little bit of 1 Samuel. Amen. And then we're going to walk on over into the second book of Samuel. Glory to God. Right here, we saw Saul was, he was fighting the Philistines, and, you know, they were chasing him so bad. They had almost lost the battle, and they were chasing him. They was chasing Saul, just running him down, him and his sons, and they wanted to kill them all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, ain't that something? He wanted to kill them. So what he did was, hallelujah, he saw how they was chasing him so hard, and what Saul did, he saw, amen, his armor bearer saw him, and he said, go ahead and kill me before they get to me. Hallelujah. But his armor bearer couldn't do it. Hallelujah. You'll find this, amen, in like 1 Samuel around 4, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. I'm just kind of paraphrasing a little bit so we can jump on in 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. You know, he said, wait a minute, hold up. He said, no, I'm not going to kill you. He said, no, I can't do it. See, his armor bearer knew that Saul was God's anointed. Hallelujah. So he wasn't going to touch that. Glory to God. When he told him to kill him, he said, uh-uh, I can't do it. So he did not do it. And Saul thrust himself on his own sword, and he killed himself. He died. Him and his three sons, they killed his sons, and he died also in the battle here. Okay? His armor bearer saw this, and he killed himself. Glory to God. My God. So we're going to go on over to 1 Samuel. I'm going to start at the first verse. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag. It came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. In other words, he had some dirt all over him. Glory to God. And so it was when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did obstinate. You know, he, in other words, He referenced David. He referenced David as the King David. That's what he did. He came and referenced him. Glory to God. See, Saul had been killed, and he coming in the camp now. And let's see. Amen. I want to read down just a little bit further and see what happened, why this man came over here and fell down in front of David. Hallelujah. And David said unto him, from whence comest thou? And he said unto him, out of the camp of Israel am I escaped. He was telling David that he came from over there in the camp of Israel where the Philistines and, you know, and the Israel were at battle. And that's where he was coming from. So that's why he was looking like he was looking. But in other words, it was a sword. Amen. He came through there. He had nothing to do with that, what they had going on, you know. But that's how just sometimes people do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And David said unto him, how went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered that the peoples are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his sons, are also dead. He told David, he said, you know, many of them died, you know, in that battle. And he was telling them, Saul and Jonathan are also dead. Well, you know, David knew Jonathan, and he knew Saul. He knew Saul was anointed. Because, you know, he had a chance to do what he was going to, you know, he could have killed Saul, but he didn't do it. Glory to God. And that's what the man was telling him. But he was telling a story, you know. Yeah, when he came through there, yeah, that's when he saw that they were dead, but he didn't have nothing to do with the battle. He's just coming through there. Let's move on. And David said unto the young man that told him, how knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan, his sons, be dead? So David was asking them questions because he wanted to find out what happened. What was going on there? Hallelujah. You know, it hurt David to find out that, you know, all of them were just gone. They were dead. And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear. He leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. In other words, he was saying they were chasing after him really, really hard to kill Saul because they was in battle, and they was chasing after him. They really, you know, they had heard about how bad Saul was and all that, you know, how it got all over everywhere, and they was really trying to take him out, you know. And, you know, Saul used to be a bad boy, glory to God. So they were chasing after him, trying to kill him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called me, and I answered him, and I answered, here I am. Well, see, that's just not so. He's telling the story. In other words, he was coming through there because had nothing to do with none of that. He was coming through there, and that's when he saw some stuff going on. But and he said unto me, who art thou? And I answered him, and I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, stand, I pray thee upon me, and slay me, for anguish is come upon me because my life is yet whole in me. And he was telling them, go. He said, Saul told him to kill it. But that was not so. It was just not so. He did not tell him that. You see, he was telling a story. He was thinking that he was going to get kudos. That's why he was telling David all this stuff. You know, so I stood upon him and slew him. Just come on, walk with me. We're going to get there. Because I was sure that he could not live after that. He was fallen, and I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them hither unto my Lord. You see what he was telling him? He said, hold up. He said, I killed it. In other words, he was trying to get something also from David, you know, because David and Saul, you know, he had got mad one time, you know. David killed 1,000, Saul killed 1,000, and David killed 10,000. Remember, they were having that little song going on, you know, and he had got mad about it, and he knew that they had something going on. So he thought he was doing justice by going ahead and getting Saul's armband and getting the crown off his head. That's what he thought, and by telling David that he had killed him. Glory to God, but that's just not so. Hallelujah. He's going to get something. Let's see what he's going to get here. Then David took hold of his clothes, he rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him.
And they mourned and wept and fasted until noon for Saul and for Jonathan, his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. You see, David wept because he knew God, Saul was appointed by God, you know, and everything, and he knew that was God's anointed. And here he goes telling him, you done killed God's anointed? Oh, my God, he did something very, very wrong. And they were weeping for Saul, and they were weeping for Jonathan. But, you know, right here, I'm going to read it on down a little bit on verse 13. We're going to get where we're going. Just hold on. And he was weeping for him because he was good friends with him. And let's read it. It also says here, and David said unto the young man that told him, whence thou art thou? And he answered, I am the son of the stranger, an Amalekite. And David said unto him, how wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? He said, in other words, you wasn't afraid to kill God's anointed. David said, are you out of your mind? But you know, the Amalekites, amen, they served some moon god. They were sorcerers. So you know they weren't serving the true and living God. So it didn't matter to him if he slayed somebody, you know, and it was God's anointed. He didn't care. He didn't, in other words, he didn't know the God. They knew. So you see what I'm saying here? Don't touch. You know how some people can say something about, you know, about pastors, and it'll be either women or men. You know, God called women too also. You know, we're going to get into all that, but we're going to get into some of that. You know, people always say, and I've heard them say, I just say people, they always say, well, you know what, God ain't called no woman to preach. God ain't called, well, let me help you out. If these women don't preach, hallelujah, where they need to preach, and every woman that God is calling you to preach, I'm going to encourage you on today, right now, to go ahead on Facebook, hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse up, and let her know God is calling you to preach. Because you know what? If women don't pray these men up, and if women don't kick these men up, then where would they be? Because understand, if you look at it and you're in the church, you see, amen, what is in the church most of the time? A lot of women. Some of the women's husbands are not even in the church. Also, glory to God, hallelujah. My God. So guess what they're doing? They're praying, trying to bring them up, hallelujah, and keep them up and keep them in the right standing with the Lord, you know, and asking God to help them and heal them. And Lord God, bring him up to where he need to be in you, Lord God. Lord, all that other stuff, cut it away from him. You know, if they didn't do that, then where would the men be? If you look in church, you see all these women still, you know, even the older women. You know, some are widowed, but some are still married, and the husbands don't go to church with the women. So guess what they got to do? They got to learn how to pray and pray themselves up. And let me help you out. It's hard, but some just keep on moving. They keep believing God. And when they ain't there, listen, I'm telling y'all something. When the men are not at home, hallelujah, that's when you walk your house. Ah, I hear you, Lord. When you walk your house, you pray over your house, hallelujah. You ask the Lord, hallelujah, to guide their footsteps. You know, I used to hear some of the women say how they anoint their husband's shoes, hallelujah, so God can guide their footsteps, hallelujah. They wouldn't do it, hallelujah, while they were there, because then they would know it. But you pray and you ask God to guide his footsteps, Lord. Keep him out of harm's way. Anything that's like you, not like you, Lord God, let him turn it down and turn away. Turn a deaf ear to all that crazy talk and all that foolishness be going on. You got to learn how to draw yourself closer. Hallelujah. Don't kill God's anointing. You know, sometimes when the pastor will tell you something and you're like, oh, no, I'm going to get his pastor this little money right here, and that's all he's going to get. Well, you know, the Bible said don't give frivolously. You make sure that you're planting on good ground because you want it to grow. Hallelujah. And the pastor tell you, well, you know what, you need to come on and you need to be active or you need to do this and do that. And then you're, I ain't studying that pastor. You just killed him and you curse yourself. Hallelujah. Don't touch God's anointed people. You can see somebody, amen, and you say, well, you know what? They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know how to preach. They don't know how to address this. They don't know. They may not talk the way you talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's still God, and you know they love God. You know they living right. You know they living right, righteous lifestyle of living. You know it in your mind. You know it, and you've seen it. So don't come against God's anointed people because you're going to curse yourself. They didn't come against the women. Oh, yes, amen. I'm right there for a minute. They come against the women. Well, you know, God ain't calling no woman in the pulpit. Oh, my God, hallelujah. We ain't going to get into all that, but we're going to get in right here. God, call that woman anywhere, amen. He said he can use anybody, amen, whenever he wants to. Whoever he wants to use, he'll use them. Glory to God. If you are, if he's calling you to preach, then he's calling you to preach. It don't matter what the world system say. You better go ahead on and do what God says. Hallelujah. My God, because I remember, you know, I said, okay, now the Lord is calling me, amen, and I knew it. He'd been calling me for years and years and years. I give this testimony sometimes, and he said, I'm calling you, Martha. I'm calling you to be a prophet. This is what I'm calling. This is what I am telling you. This is where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, you got to be talking to somebody else, you know. Looked up in the sky, it wasn't raining, hallelujah, and, you know, I wasn't Chicken Little, the sky wasn't falling on me, and nothing like, amen, just laugh about it, glory to God, but that's what he said, and that's what he calls you to, so you can't go about what everybody else say. You got to know, hallelujah, what he's calling you to. It don't matter what nobody else say, but I can tell you, I say it again, hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I'm calling the men in, amen, glory to God, because you've been out there lingering too long, talking about you ain't ready, hallelujah. Well, when is she going to get ready? Glory to God, hallelujah. Ah, my God. Can't you see how the times and everything is changing? Can't you see, amen, look how cold it be, and then all of a sudden it shoot up to about 80, almost 80 degrees, amen. In just a couple of hours, the temperature go up. He said, you won't tell the seasons, hallelujah, from each other except by the bud of the tree. Good God Almighty. So what you waiting on? Now is the time for you to come on up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And begin to serve him. But anyway, I say, don't kill. Don't kill God's anointed. Hallelujah. When they tell you something, they're telling you for your own good. They're telling you something to help you down the road. Because sometimes you can get caught up. Hallelujah. Hey, my God, my God. You can get caught up in some stuff. My God. When they come against your man and woman of God, you better defend them. Hallelujah. You better defend them. Because I tell you, don't nobody come and tell me no crazy stuff. Because I'm going to defend them. You better learn how to defend them. Don't you get caught up in it. Well, you know what? The next thing you know, you done put your 2 cents worth done curse your own self. So don't you better learn how to defend them. Glory to God. Say, well, you know what? Uh-uh. I ain't saying nothing. I'm walking away. That's up to you. If you want to talk, you keep right on talking. But me, I'm going the other way. You better learn how to defend your man and woman of God. Because, you know, they tell you the truth. That's just it. He said, am I become your amen? I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what they say. So come on now. Glory to God. And they're telling you the truth. You better learn how to defend them. Don't touch God's anointing. Even if you hear somebody, they might have said a little something wrong. Well, you know what? Say, Lord, I'm going to pray for them. And next time, just lead them and guide them. Hallelujah. So they can get it right. That's all. Hallelujah. And that's all it takes. Stop putting your mouth on everybody. You know what I see a lot of? They like to bash a woman on TV and all that different stuff. If she do something wrong, y'all know the name she going to get. She living right. She's a righteous woman. But you know that them names they call, I ain't going to even say it, hallelujah. And they ain't Sunday school words either. They'll call her anything, hallelujah, except a child of God, because she done did something wrong. And for God forbids, if she say something wrong, then they'll show up. Oh, she called herself a prophet. She called herself a minister. She called herself an apostle. Oh, my God. But sometimes they let the men slip by. Oh, that's all right. That's just the dog in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that dog don't need to serve God. That dog need to make sure that God got all the dog out of him. How about that? Glory to God. But you know it. Come on. So don't touch him like that. You know, and he's saying, be careful how you come against your man and woman of God. You know they're anointed. You see right here, David knew that God was Saul was God's anointed. Let's read on. And David called one of the young men and said, go near
and fall upon him, and he smote him, and he died. Because, you know, he did, come on, he had his arm bad. He done took his crown. But see, they had did some other stuff to him, and he just came alone and thought he was going to get some kudos from David for killing Saul. But he did, and Jonathan and him died also. But he didn't. He shouldn't have never came and told him that, because he thought he was doing David justice by killing Saul, but he didn't. He really cursed himself. And so David said, oh, you didn't care nothing about what you did, huh? You cursed yourself, okay, by killing him. And that's what he did. He got killed because of what he did. So, you know, you can do things to other people that's anointed, and you know they're anointed. You know that they do the right thing. You know that they walk in righteousness. And then you're going to go and curse them, hallelujah, talk about them and talk because they are anointed. Yes, they're anointed. I'm anointed to preach the gospel. Women are anointed to preach the gospel. He said, you are anointed to preach the gospel to the nation. Glory to God. I didn't see it. Hallelujah. If I missed it, somebody help me out. Hallelujah. But he said he can use whomever he want to use. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what you got to understand. He didn't just call one. He just called a man. He called women too also. And if the women didn't pray him up, keep him up, hallelujah, glory to God. They pulled back from eating, fasting, hallelujah, to help them out. Where would they be? Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, me and pastors will pray for each other, you know, different things like that. Yes, I know that. But amen, glory to God. Yes, they will. Hallelujah. But who's more quicker to pray for a man than a woman, for real, for real? Y'all know it. Come on, keep it real. Let's move on. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head. For thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan than his son. See, he was saying, okay, you said it, that you did it yourself. He said, so why did you go and kill God's anointed? He told David that he did it. Hallelujah, glory to God. See, he thought he was going to get something. Ain't it strange, though, how some people can go and they're, you know, well, I'm going to go tell on this one, and I'm going to go tell on this one. I'm going to tell, you know, they did this and they did that. Mm-hmm. But what did you do in the process? Let me help you out. Any good leader, amen, going to listen to both sides. Hallelujah. That's the way it should be. Both called in, both called, and both will listen at both. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see what he did? He just went ahead, amen, and just he said he killed Saul, but he didn't do it. He thought David was going to get him something, but it did get him something. Got him cursed, and it got him killed. Cursed and killed. Hallelujah. And he did it to himself. So watch your tongue and keep your tongue off God's anointed people. You don't want to curse yourself. Hallelujah. When you curse yourself, guess what? You curse with a curse. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Hallelujah. Because you can help them if it's something that, you know, they need. You say, well, you know what, how about this? You know, I know you're my leader and everything. I just want to bless you. Because understand, what flows from the head down, hallelujah, whatever come up on the leader, if that's flowing, hallelujah, whether it's money, whether it's cars, land, houses, or the more increase of the anointing and anything, hallelujah, it flows down, hallelujah. If it's good stuff, it's going to flow down. And if it's bad, yes, it'll flow down too. But you can help put some of that stuff out of there, glory to God, by praying, by not always praying for your houses, your land, your cars, and all that, glory to God. And every time you come before the Lord, pray for something else. Pray that God will strengthen your leaders and give them more insight and oversight and discerning of the Spirit. And say, Lord, help me to know whenever they need me. Help me, Lord God, to have that discernment, Lord God, and help me to know when I'm needed, Lord God, by them. And pray for them, Lord. I don't care what time of day it is and what time of night it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But you get so caught up in, well, you know what, they all right, hallelujah. Yes, they all right, yeah, but true, but he put you in the path, and you're in the congregation, I say, and so we're our church without walls, where you still can ask, hallelujah. Ask God, what do they need, and how do he need you to pray, and what do he need you to say, and just go on and do it, glory to God. And you don't have to, well, hold up, let me call him real quick. No, he may not want you to do all that. He just
want you to stay on the wall. You got to learn how to stay on the wall for your leaders and fight for them. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you don't fight for your leaders. You'll fight for everybody else. And then when they come, you want to go ahead and say, well, you know what? These are my leaders. And I love them to death. Well, what have you done for them lately? Y'all remember that song said, what have you done for me lately? Oh, come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can do it. Glory to God. But don't let nobody come there and try to pull your leaders down. See, it was this was anointed. He was anointed. He said, oh, you don't care nothing about this. See, he just went ahead and said he killed him, but he didn't do it.
Hallelujah. He told the wrong thing. So, see, you can kill him. You can kill him with your talk. Well, you know what? I tell you what, no, child. I went to that church and that pastor, that's my pastor, but I tell you what. And you go on and on and on about your old man and woman of God. Hallelujah. And stop thinking, amen, that God can't call women, because yes, he did. He called anybody, he said, all those that are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest, right? Glory to God. So if they're going in to rest upon the Lord, then guess what? Hallelujah. They're seeking him and they're saying, Lord, I want to do more. I want to serve you more. I want to, Lord, take all these burdens away from me so I can come in, Lord God, and do even more for you, Lord God. Pull out what's in there that's not like you. Then guess what? The closer they get, then he's going to tell them, well, this is what I'm calling you to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't let nobody stop you. You know, this is a season for you to come on out. Give it all you got. We're getting ready. The 1st of February is tomorrow. Glory to God. So come on out. You're still in a new season. We're in a new season. We're still at the beginning of the year. Come on in and do what he wants you to do. You know, sometimes you go year after year, well, I ain't ready yet, but I'm going to come. I ain't ready. I'm going to come. No, now is the time. The doors are open. Hallelujah. Okay, I hear you. The church doors are open, if that's what y'all want me to say. I heard somebody say the church door. Yeah, okay. The church doors are open. So come on in and let God be God in your life and teach you. And do what he wants to do in your life, wherever he's calling you to. But this over here, my God, you're going to get what you need. Hallelujah. And no, I don't have to, I'm not selling anybody. No, I'm not selling any chips. I'm not selling no nothing and nothing. I'm not selling nothing. I'm not telling you, amen, what somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll get what you need. Hallelujah. You'll get what you need, and you'll get to where you need to go, hallelujah. And when you go there, you'll have what you need, hallelujah. You'll have what you need even to get there. Oh, good God Almighty. So y'all hold on, amen, glory to God, and just know that he is calling women. You don't want to keep doing the same old, glory to God, hallelujah. But remember to keep your mouth off the anointed. I don't care, amen, whoever it is. He said even if they say they're anointed. Hallelujah. Keep your mouth off them. See, David knew how important it was because Saul was anointed. So, you know, you don't cut nobody anointed. I don't care. Let me help you. I don't care if it's your sister. I don't care if it's your uncle. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your daddy, uncle, auntie on your sister's side. It don't matter. I know that was a lot of uncles and aunties, but y'all understand. Y'all got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't matter who it was. It don't matter. It don't matter who it is. Hallelujah. Keep your mouth off them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if it's something that needs to be dealt with, don't judge. Because God said, don't judge, because he is the judge. Hallelujah. He's the judge. He's the jury in everything. So don't judge. Glory to God. I was looking and I was reading up on when he said, touch not my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. You know, it is in the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of times, you can go to Psalm 105:15, amen. It is in there a lot of times. He didn't just put it in there just to be putting it in there. He put that in there for a reason. Because he know how some people are going to talk about people, you know, just because he called them, you know. Say, hold up, wait a minute. I remember when she used to do that. But, hold up. When she came to Christ, she's a new creature now. So she is anointed to preach the gospel. She's anointed to serve the Lord. She's anointed to do his will because he called her with a holy call. Good God Almighty. So let me help you out. Don't do it. That's the title of my message. Don't do it. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Don't touch God's anointed. Just don't do it. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for the day, Lord. We thank you for the word of God, O Lord. We know, Lord God, that you're in control in this word, Lord God. They shall meditate in their hearts and know, Lord God, just don't do it. Don't come against the anointed men and women of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, you called us all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and I pray for the women, Lord God, that are out there, Lord, the men, Lord God, also in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you're calling, Lord God, to come on up higher, to come on in the ministry and take part, oh my God, and reaching the nation, throughout the nation with the word of God. Lord, I pray for them right now to come in, Lord. Let the shackles fall off their feet in the name of Jesus. Let them not be bound down with those mind-binding spirits, people whispering in their ear, telling them that they can't preach and he ain't calling them, Lord God. Lord, I cancel the assignment, oh my God, of those murmuring lips and those lying tongues right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, and we lift the women up on high, Lord God. We lift the men up, Lord, as they come in, Lord God, and began, Lord God, to do ministry and not be afraid, to walk, Lord God, and not be weary, oh my God, because they're doing well in this season, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for everyone under the sound of my voice that heard this, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them come on in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just don't touch him. Hallelujah. He gave himself away. He cursed himself by saying what he did to Saul. You know, he killed him. But that's not what happened. But he gave himself away. Hallelujah. And he came thinking he was going to get something for it. You know, oh, I killed Saul. They were sorcerers. They were, you know, they could, like I said, they would make themselves out of animals so they wouldn't get caught. Hey, glory to God. They believe in the moon God. So, you know, he didn't know that you were living God. Amen. But after he got what he got, I'm sure he wished he had. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy. I want to encourage you, amen, to make sure that you listen to the shows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we serve an awesome God. And there's a message in every message for you. Hallelujah. There's a message in every word for you. If you think you don't need it, then just listen to it. Amen. And put it on the shelf. Hallelujah. Because one day you're going to need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to make sure that you keep all the ministries in mind. Don't forget, amen, that the one that's coming up next will be Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. She is an author. I encourage you to get her book because it's on sale right now, waiting on you. You can go to Amazon, amen, and get it. But you can also, amen, you can, amen, click. Go on Facebook, and she has two pages, Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson, and she'll tell you how to get it. Glory to God. So there's no excuse. If you want to contact me, hallelujah, anybody that wants to contact me and say, well, I don't know her. Well, here's what you do. Contact me or any member of the WOW team, hallelujah, and we will get you over to her to purchase her book. So that's no reason. We will be more than glad, hallelujah, to help you to get the book. So don't say you don't know and you can't know and I don't know how to do. We will help you. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving the invitation to Christ, the invitation to salvation. Just know that he loves you, amen, and it's nothing that he won't do for you when you serve him in the right way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Father God, that I have committed against you, O Lord. I repent of each and every one in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord, we pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. If that was you and you gave your life to Christ on today, hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. I would like for you to inbox me and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want you to miss out. Hallelujah. Don't miss out. Don't miss what God is doing in this season. Because whatever he's doing, I don't want him to do it without me. And you should be saying the same thing. Amen. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next week. Remember, don't touch.